We'll call the meeting to order. We'll have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Herman.
Here.
Block.
Here.
Brandenburg.
Here.
Absent Bowman.
Okay. Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve it as printed?
Make a motion. I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to your Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and or pagers. We want to hear from you, but we do ask that you wait to be recognized and state your name. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. In an effort to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments or concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Next is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting law, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the council that is not on the agenda? Seeing none. Next is council vacancy. Number one. At this time, I would entertain anyone that is interested in taking the council vacancy job to stand and state your name and give us a little history. And at that point, after that, introductions are made, then the council will make a motion to appoint whoever they feel is going to be the best fit for the city council.
Scott Kalupa, 202 Salem Street. I lived in Bluegrass for a little over 20 years. My wife Tammy and I reside over there, and she grew up in Bluegrass. So even before we moved here, I kind of grew up here too, just because my parents were in the community quite a bit. Excited to maybe get a chance to continue serving the community. I already do some stuff for Bluegrass Days, and through my church, you'll see me roaming around the community doing different things. So. I'm excited to see, get the potential to see what the inner workings of the city are and have a chance to serve.
Thank you. Anyone else? Council, with that, is there a motion to appoint Mr. Kalupa to the council vacancy?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second
it. Roll call.
Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Mr. Kalupa, if you'd like to step up here, we will swear you in.
Can we take some pictures?
I thought all these people were here because they were
going to
get up here
and
I get up too.
You're lucky they didn't.
I tried to make life easy, so I'm just going to let you hold that and read that yourself. Raise your right hand for me, please.
I, Scott Kalupa, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Iowa, and I will faithfully, impartially, to the best of my ability, discharge all duties of the office of City Council in the City of Bluegrass, Scott County, Iowa, as now or hereafter required by law.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. If you could sign this for me. You're going to sign, obviously, your signature there, and I'll witness it. Perfect. You're going to take that chair right there.
If you only knew.
Okay. Next item is consent agenda. Items 4, 5, 6, and 7. Is there any questions about items 4, 5, 6, and 7? You want to help him kind of along there, please. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm following along.
Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make it approved. Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Black.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next item is item number 8, Fire Department Report. Chief Seamer, you'd like to address the council on your report, please.
We have 68 calls for service from June. Our car show was a huge success. Thank you everyone that showed up. We trained on airbags and lifting vehicles and in building collapses with a vital tool. So we worked on that. And I'd like to thank Public Works for coming up and helping us set that up. And that's pretty much it. I'm working on getting replacement values for all the apparatus for our insurance company's request. And that's really all I got.
Just for the council's information, every so often we have to go back through and have all the equipment evaluated for cost replacement, because obviously you know how prices of vehicles and stuff go up. So that's what he's talking about, is the replacement cost of things going up now.
Does OSHA come in and look at those too for you, or is that just something on the fire side?
ISO does.
ISO does that.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other questions for Chief Seamer? Okay, next item is Park Board Report, item number 9. You have the Park Board Report in front of you. Is there any questions or comments on the Park Board Report? It appears that the Pumpkin Dash date is set for 10/31 of 2026. And the Christmas tree lighting, which I'm not even close to prepared for, is going to be on 12/6 of 2026. Any questions? Okay. Next item is Police Department Report. Chief Meyer is in the audience. Chief Meyer, if you'd like to give a brief synopsis of your Police Department Report.
98 calls for service last month. I did a couple of investigations that took up a little bit of the officer's time last month. A few arrests.
Equipment's good shape, no problems. Officer's good shape.
Officer's good. The city guy's got actually one of the digital speed limit signs up for me already. That would be next month, but that's okay.
A lot of comments on it. Everybody seems to like it.
Where's that at?
Mississippi and Loretta right now.
Okay.
So we're just waiting for parts for the pole for the second one. So see how they do, and if we like it, then we're going to try and go for a grant to get a few more. So.
Fabulous. Any questions for police chief?
Is the mobile unit still working? Is it working?
I got it out right now. I don't know. I got to look at it when we're done here. So it hasn't been. It was real dim.
It's dim.
And it's got a brand new battery in it. So something's not charging it. So I plugged it in yesterday, charged it all day, brought it out this morning, and I just noticed throughout the day, just gradually it was getting dimmer and dimmer. So,
I have
to get that looked at.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Chief Meyer, there's no reason for you to stay. You can leave if you'd like. Unless council has reason for him to be here yet.
Perfect. We'll look at that right now. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Have a good night.
Okay. Next item is Public hearing, item number 11, Planning and Zoning Commission recommendations reference Jim Thompson, first edition, final plat.
Yeah, a little heads up where that's at. I'm trying to.
Need a motion to close the regular.
In a minute, we can get to that, but I do need a motion. We're going to go move right on to item number 12, which is the public hearing in reference to Jim Thompson, first edition final plat. If I could get a motion for that.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Okay, Councilmember Brandenburg.
Aye.
Kalupa.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Black. Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. In answer to your question, the public hearing, is there a motion to open the public hearing? I'm sorry. Or do you need one for that?
That's
what we did?
Yep.
Okay. In answer to your question, The property in question is, if you turn off of Sycamore, head north on Juniata, it's that big lot there behind. I'm sorry, but this is just me because I'm old, but it's behind the old Doc Hall place.
Where Bonnie Strong lived, right?
Where Bonnie Strong lived, and now Amber Haynes lives, yes. It's that big lot right there.
Yep, okay. Thank you.
And I believe that, I'm guessing, because I recognize 90% of these folks in here, I believe they're here because of that.
Okay.
So I'm going to open this public hearing up. If there's any questions from the council on it, which obviously we just answered one, is there any other questions from the council?
So this property, if you're not familiar with it, goes from Mississippi all the way over and butts up to Juniata behind it.
Okay. And like behind Chief Seymour's house, that direction?
No. West? No, if you're going, you got to go north on Juniata.
Okay.
And then it'd be...
That great big two-story greenhouse, kind of big garage behind it.
Yep.
That property goes all the way back to the street behind it, and that's okay. The fence that goes back there.
Okay.
So here's...
I mean, just for council's input, it appears like the planning and zoning approved it, but there was several concerns about water runoff. I believe storm sewer right here. A few residents had concerns with water drainage issues as the property had a lot of water after heavy rain. So I believe there's some issues, and I'm assuming that's what most everybody's here for. That will be something, depending on how this goes from here, that Iowa American Water would have to be involved in, as well as us, for storm sewer runoff. Any other questions from the council?
So they want to make it into three lots?
Well,
so
two additional lots. Yeah.
Yep.
And there's enough...
There's enough footage there to do that.
Or they have to be 60 foot wide for a city lot, or 80 foot?
30 foot, is it? I don't know. I just know that the... I got a letter from the... engineer, and I got a letter from the attorney. And they both approve it.
I know, I think we have a 1,400 square foot minimum square foot house.
The street that goes to the school is one
less than that.
Or 1,200.
Well,
and then, again, I know the setbacks, but also the width of the lot. I thought it was at least 60 feet, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Is it concerned that the property's ponding water, or is runoff too much?
I honestly don't know. That's as soon as we're done here, I'm gonna let these folks tell you what their point is on it. Looks to me like, if you read this map, you got the map?
I don't.
Oh, sorry.
It's on your sheet. It's hard to read.
It's hard to read on that too. I mean, for those of us that wear bifocals, you can't see it too good even with the bifocals. You can even find glass too. But yeah.
Sure, Jim said it met.
It does. I know it does, because
especially
I talked to Jim and the engineer. But
yeah, it's north.
Okay.
Are you good? Can I? Okay. If there's anyone in the audience that would like to comment on this, well, I'll entertain it. Please, one at a time, and state your name and address for us, please. Yes, sir.
Brian Seymour, 133 West Sycamore Street. My concern with this is they're already pumping water from the sand carried into the storm sewer every time it rains. And one, possibly two more houses to that. What's that going to do with the sanitary in that area? The sanitary can't keep up now when it rains. How's it going to impact that now. I do not want water in my basement. I haven't had water in my basement in the 20 years I've lived there. I better not get it now.
Okay.
Somewhere in here, I can't remember where it's at, I'm trying to find it right now. Somebody responded to that, right? Either the engineer or the attorney responded to something. Good or bad, there was a response. I'm trying to find it.
Yeah, they said they would address those issues when they came forward and started building.
Okay, yeah, you're right. That's what it was.
Well, and obviously that's the case. They have to address it. But I think the concern of most of these folks is that what's their addressment going to be? Because right now we know if this continues tonight like they say it's going to, there's going to be pumps sitting up in that street, just like there is pumps going to be sitting down here. And I think at first I kind of shrugged it off. And I'll be honest with you, Chief Seamer is the one that brought it to my attention, and I went up there and looked at it, and I was like, he's right, that is low, and it is going to pond, and it does pond there. And I agree, where's the water going to go? I think there needs to be some sort of plan on how we're going to make this water escape or get out of there. Yes, ma'am.
Sandy Mulder, 316 on Mississippi Avenue in the corner. The street thing is, I've lived there almost 55 years, and every time it rains, it backs up. I get water in my basement a lot, and I'm on the corner. It's better since the new highway's in there, and there's those two drains in front, but it still backs up to some degree. I had a plumber come in and put in a special thing so that I don't get sewer water.
Backflow preventer?
Right, but it doesn't mean that the ground doesn't get so saturated that I still get water.
Well, and I mean, I'm not to be devil's advocate here, if you will, but you know where I live. I live on top of a knoll, basically, and I get water when it gets